弟兄姐妹早上好。
Good morning, brothers and sisters.
我们很高兴在主日里面我们再一次的相聚。
Very happy that we can get together on Sunday morning.
今天我们继续来看这个彼得前书。
And we will continue to study the First Peter.
那上个星期呢Pastor Dale 在我们当中传讲了信息。
And the last week, the Pastor Dale was preaching to us.
那我也有在网上参加的一个聚会。
I join you on the Zoom.
那 Pastor Dale 跟我们讲的主题是什么？
Do you remember the topic that he shared with us?
同心合意
,together,
together,
we have a unity.
我想是一个很好的信息，也是我们确实这个时候需要听到的。
And this is a wonderful message, that's something that we need to hear as well.
那今天我们讲这一段正好也是跟这个有关系。
And today that we are talking about something similar to that.
因为呢彼得前书的这一段已经到了这个书卷的最后的结尾的时候。
So this is the end of the first Peter right now.
所以他开始讲完了苦难之后他该讲了说你们怎么样对待苦难又讲到教会内部的事物。
And so talk about what is the suffering, how we deal with suffering, and now talk about church affair.
我想大家都很喜欢看动物世界的东西。
So we often very like to watch the animal world.
其实不光是小孩子他们喜欢到动物园去看动物。
And besides children like to go to the zoo to watch the animals.
实际上成年人也喜欢动物的。
And the adults like animals as well.
那么其中有一种动物啊我想大家都知道的
And the one animal that people are very familiar with
都非常熟悉的
And we know
那就是蚂蚁
And the ants
那么蚂蚁呢是无处不在无处不有
And ants are everywhere you can see
特别是我们生活在加州的话我们知道加州比较干旱少雨
And so we know we're living in California does not have a lot of rain and kind of dry
所以蚂蚁是非常的兴旺
And so the ants are everywhere
所以你的房子里面常常因为蚂蚁的问题你会苦恼。
And you'll be troubled by the ants.
所以这是一个大问题。
And this is a big issue.
但是其实我们很多时候就觉得蚂蚁真的是很小很小。
We think the ants are so...
它我们连一个指头都没有那么大的。
And so tiny is less than your fingertip.
所以你们看那个电影里面常常那个坏人就会说我如果想杀死你的话就像碾死一只蚂蚁
And
是不是
so very often like a movie and when people say if I want to kill you just like killing a little ant
蚂蚁实在是微不足道你一看它放在手上它的结构也非常简单是不是
And if you look at the ants they're very insignificant because the structure is very simple
哦、oh, 但是蚂蚁非常的厉害
But ants are very powerful
我们中国有句俗话叫千里之堤毁于蚁穴
And so we can tell that if you have a dike in 1,000 miles, but can be destroyed by the ant's nest.
所以那个你的大堤，不论你建的多么强壮，这个小小的蚂蚁一个洞就全部毁掉。
And doesn't matter how strong the foundation is, but the ant can still destroy it.
所以蚂蚁虽然小，它为什么有这么大的力量嘞？
And why the ants are so small? Why? Where's the power coming from?
就是因为蚂蚁。它的数量多
And because the volume of the ants
而且它非常有组织有纪律
And very structured and very organized
哎，这个蚂蚁分工非常明确的
And they separate their responsibilities
它有工蚁啊，工蚁呢是专门做搬运东西啊食物啊来清洁啊做等等各样的事情
So the male ants are usually doing the labor work
那么还有兵蚁
And also soldier ants.
这个兵蚁呢，就是用来打仗啊，防御啊，就做这种事情。
It's defending and fighting the war.
他们每个人的身体结构稍稍有一点不一样。
And the structure of their body are different.
还千万别忘了，这个里面还有那个谁啊，那个叫蚁后，对不对
？And there's a queen ant.
哎，没有它的话，这个整个这个蚂蚁群就不能生存下去。
And without the queen ant, they cannot survive.
所以他们配合非常的。非常的好他们要保护这个蚁后的这个蚁后是给他们繁殖后代
They work extremely well together to try to protect the queen ant.
所以有时我们看动物啊我们就会奇妙说神创造这个动物怎么创造的这么好
So we watch the animal, how can God create such a wonderful animal?
其实我们从他们的行为我们就可以反思因为他们的行为是从神而来的
And we can watch We can watch the behavior and to think, how does God think?
我们可以得到一些智慧。
And we can learn some wisdom.
所以同样的是哈，教会也是一样哈。你如果人的话，如果是一盘散沙的话。
And so the same thing as the church, that if like human, just like a sand.
如果那个群龙无首的话，就成不了气候。
No leaders in the among the dragons, that you cannot do anything.
不但你成不了气候，恐怕连生存呢。都有困难。
And beside that, you cannot accomplish anything. You cannot even survive.
所以人类的任何组织都是如此。
So all the organization is similar to that.
那么教会也不例外。
And a church is no exception.
那么基督教的福音呢，已经传了两千年了。
And the gospel of church has been preached for 2,000 years.
这就得益于教会的建立。和这个持之有效的一个管理措施。
And so it's thanks to the establishment of the church and the effective management.
所以北美的教会呢，近年都会受到越来越多的冲击哈。
And the church of Northern California has been impacted recently.
那么我们觉得说，可能我们华人教会还感觉不到，那美国人的教会很多的情况都是受到很大的影响。
And so we might not sense in a Chinese Christian church, but in American church, they have a huge impact recently.
那么我想未来的日子呢，那么在美国的教会受到逼迫的可能性也还是存在的。
And so in the future, I think the church will be persecuted.
但无论怎么样，教会怎么在新的环境下可以生存，而且可以发展的话。
And so no matter what, we need to think about how the church can continue to survive and continue to grow.
我想这个是我们应当思考的问题。
And this is something we really need to think about.
这也是彼得前书这一段他所讲到一个教会怎么样得以坚固。
And so this is what this passage talk about, how the church can be very solid.
所以我们今天看的经文在彼得前书第五章。
And we're going to look at the First Peter chapter 5.
如果你有圣经的话，请打开彼得前书第五章，我们来看第一节到第七节。
We're going to look at the verse 1-7.
我来读中文，比安卡来读英文。
Pastor Chen will read the Chinese, I will read English.
彼得前书第五章第一节，我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人。
The elder who are among you, I exhort, I who am a fellow elder and a witness of the suffering of Christ, and also partaker of the glory that will be revealed.
务要牧养在你们中间的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因为贪财，乃是出于乐意。
Shepherd the flock of God which is among you, serving as overseers, not by compulsion, but willingly, not for dishonest gain, but eagerly.
那么也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
Nor as being lords over those entrusted to you, but being examples to the flock.
到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不休缠的荣耀冠冕。
And when the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the crown of glory that does not fade away.
你们年幼的也要顺服年长的，就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服，因为神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
Likewise, you young people, submit yourself to your elders. Yes, all of you, be submissive to one another and be clothed with humility, for God resists the proud, but gives grace to the humble.
所以你们要自卑，伏在神大能的手下，到了时候，他必叫你们升高。
Therefore, humble yourself under the mighty hand of God, that he may exalt you in due time.
你们要将一切的忧虑卸给神，因为他顾念你们。
Casting all your care upon him, for he cares for you.
这是愿神祝福他的话语。
We wish God will bless his words.
所以这段经文很短，只有七节。
And there, even the passage is very short, only 7 verses.
但是可以分成两部分。
We can divide it into 2 parts.
第一节到第四节是讲到对教会长老的嘱咐。
And the verse 1-4 is talk about responsibility of a church elders.
那么第五节到第七节则是对会众的一个劝勉。
And verse 5-7 is an exhortation to the congregation.
所以 彼得这里讲到教会在抵御逼迫的时候，我们应该怎么样去做
？And how would we respond when church being persecuted？
那么，在外部环境不利的情况下，教会要想怎么样才可以得以坚固呢
？And so when the external environment causes the issues in the church, how can we be continue to grow and solid？
所以，重要的也是我想也是首先的，就是在教会里面的领袖。
And the most importantly, that probably the priority is the church leaders.
所以彼得这里来劝勉领袖其实就是一个内容。
And so the first one is talk about Peter encouraging elder of the church to shepherd the flock.
那就是第二节讲到勿要牧养。
So you need to shepherd the flock.
Yeah, 所以这里呢彼得首先分析了长老的职分。
The first of all talk about responsibility of elders.
他说长老有三个特点。
And there's a three characteristic.
第一个的话他说这个彼得讲到说我是做长老的。
The first Peter said, I am the elder.
那我们知道彼得做长老是因为耶稣基督怎么样托付他的对不对
?And the God Jesus Christ entrust him to be the elder.
那耶稣复活升天的之前的话他跟彼得在海边打鱼有个对话。
And so there was a dialogue before Jesus was resurrected.
那记载在约翰福音的第二十一章。
And it's in Gospel John, chapter 21.
而且他又来以长老的身份来劝其他做长老的在第一节。
So for verse 1, talk about he among the others, elders that, and he exhort other elders.
所以第一个特点就是说这个做长老这个权柄是来自于基督的。
To be an elder is that the responsibility, authority is coming from Christ.
那第二个特点呢，就是这个做长老是什么？是为基督来做见证。
And secondly, talk about elders here to be witness to Christ.
所以彼得说他自己是为基督做见证的。
And so the Peter said, I'm here to testify, to be the witness.
他还这里特别强调到受苦的概念。
Also emphasizing suffering.
那第三方面则讲到这个做长老要同享后来的荣耀。
And the thirdly talk about share glory with Christ.
所以这个做长老的概念啊其实是起源于这个犹太教的。
And so the elder, the concept is coming from Judaism.
那么第一开始呢以色列人也是他们就是在这个圣殿里面来敬拜的。
And in the beginning, they were worship in the temple.
所以他们有祭司啊制度啊各种各样的管理。
And so there's a priest and a different kind of the way to manage.
但是后来他们被掳的时候啊。
And when they were captive.
那么他们就开始离开了耶路撒冷圣殿也没有了于是他们就有了这种会堂的敬拜。
And so then when they left the Jerusalem, and then so they went, they have a way of to worship in the temple.
所以后来这个犹太人分布到整个的中东地区啊这个各个不同的地方于是他们怎么办他们就自己组织会堂。
And so when the Jewish scatter throughout the Middle East, then they have their own synagogue.
那么他们的会堂呢就有设立长老来管理。
And so they will establish elder to govern the synagogues.
那么当基督教诞生的时候呢他们就是以类似的方式也是建立教会。
When Christianity was born, they used a similar way to govern the churches.
所以那个使徒们传福音的时候每到一个地方传福音就建立教会。
So when the disciple, when they're preaching the gospel, no matter where they went,They will set up elders.
那么建立教会之后呢就在教会里面设立长老。
And once they start a church, they set up elders.
然后这样教会就可以站立得住。
And so the church will be solid.
所以这两千多年来发现这个是非常行之有效的办法。
And this we, for the last 2,000 years, was a very effective way.
好像最近听说这个佛教啊说是也开始模仿这种方式哈。
And recently I've heard that Buddhism start imitate this way.
因为佛教那个形式都是一直比较松散的嘛是不是
And in the past, the way it was a little bit more disorganized.
所以他也在模仿是不是这种方式是最好的。
And they were trying to imitate, this is the better way.
那么这里彼得的 告诉我们这个长老的三个特点之后，他又讲到说长老的责任是什么，长老要做什么。
And besides the three characteristics of elders, I also emphasize what are the responsibility of elders.
所以这里这个命令就是在第二节，我刚才讲叫务要牧养。
And here talk about shepherd the flock.
牧养特别注意这里面是神的群羊。
And talk about it's God's flock.
那么怎么样牧养是按着神的旨意照管他们
It's according God's will to shepherd the flock.
所以这个牧养的意思是什么
So what's a shepherd means?
这个实际上是取自于当时第一世纪那个中东地区很流行这个牧羊人。
And so it's coming from the first century and talk about the shepherd.
这个当时的这样一讲的话哈，我看耶稣也用很多这样牧羊人的比喻，所以他们听众一听就明白了。
And so even Jesus used the shepherd, so to talk to about, talk to others about, so they will understand right away.
那么这个时候，这牧羊羊这个动物是这个方向感比较差。
And sheep have no directions.
而且他们胆子很小的。
And they are very
timid.
Very timid.
那么他如果是突然有什么事情发生，他就会乱跑，就会有危险。
If there's something happened, then they were running a scatter.
那么有一个是有些牧羊人赶着羊过河的时候哈。
And so some of the shepherds, when they try to lead the sheep cross a river.
那么这个河呢，其实不是一条河，应该像一个小溪，叫 creek.
So it's not a really river, it's like a creek.
但是因为下雨的话，这个雨水就非常的急啊。
Because with this rain, and so the creek and the stream it goes really quickly.
这个羊呢，需要过了这个小溪，到了另外一个地方才有草吃。
And so they need to lead the sheep to cross the river to get grass.
但是怎么样这个羊过去呢
？And how to lead those sheep?
就很麻烦，因为他把这羊赶过去，这羊呢一碰到这个水，又冷，然后水又急，这个羊就很害怕。他就站在那里，他不走的。
And so the sheep will stop because the river or the water is very, very cold.
因为他不走的话，就非常危险哈。
And so if they don't move, and it will become very dangerous.
因为这种情况，你要快走，才能快过去，才是最安全的，对不对
？So the best way is to move them quickly.
你越在那里站着不动的话，你有很多的危险，很容易就被水冲走，或者被其他的动物来攻击你。
So it would be more dangerous standing in the water.
所以呢，这牧羊人没有办法，要一个一个怎么样，把它抱过去才可以。
And very often the shepherd will carry one at a time to across the river.
所以这就是一个从这个概念引申出来的长老的职分，牧养群羊。
So this is the concept about the elder need to shepherd the flock.
所以因此教会要设立属灵的领袖。
And so church need to establish the spiritual leaders.
可能有人会问我们教会。没有长老啊
And people may ask, we don't have an elder in our church.
Well, 现在没有，说不定以后会有的哈。
And maybe we don't have it now, maybe we may have it in the future.
但是我想，关键是教会确实有属灵的领袖。
The key point is that we do have spiritual leaders.
那就是我们现在教会里有牧师，有执事，对不对
？And just like we have a pastor, then we have deacons.
这些都是教会的领袖。
And those are the people are the spiritual leaders.
虽然我们没有用长老这个名词的
，although we did not use the elder.
那么我想这个责任还是一样。
And the responsibility is the same.
那么所以教会啊必须清楚，那么谁是领袖？
The church needs to know who are the spiritual leaders.
教会必须能够来跟随属灵的领袖。
And so the church can follow the spiritual leaders.
那最关键的呢，是这个属灵的领袖，他知道怎么样去带领这个教会。
The key point is the spiritual leader know how to lead.
所以呢，这个是一个教会得以坚固的关键。
And this is the key point of whether this church will be strengthened and solid.
这就让我想起来另外一个例子啊。
And so I think about another example.
还是跟动物有关系。
Has to do with the animal as well.
我们今天要讲很多动物。
I'm going to talk about quite a few animals today.
这个动物呢叫大象。
And we talk about elephant.
大家都知道哈。
And you all know elephant.
大象。大象的话它是一个群居的动物对不对
And the elephant like to live as a herd.
就是一群一群的大象。
So a herd of an elephant.
那么大象啊是一个母系社会。
And so it's more
matriarch
system.
所以这个 象呢是由一个母象来带领的。
And so is a female elephant to lead.
这个带头的母象呢就叫 alpha female.
So the female elephant actually is called alpha female.
Alpha 呢就是这个希腊文的字母的第一个嘛。
And alpha is
alpha 跟
omega,
alpha 第一个字母嘛。所以它是带头的这个象。
And the female elephant is the one to lead.
所以这个象大象挺长寿的，一般能活六七十岁。
And the elephant usually live very long, about 60-70 years old.
所以这个母象来带领这个大象到哪里去吃草，到哪里去找水。
So the female, the alpha female will lead the herd of elephant to where to find the food and the water.
所以当这个非洲这个地方啊哈，它有这个旱季跟雨季哈。
And so in Africa, there's a drought and also rainy season.
那么到了雨季的时候，就有很多的水。
And during the rainy season, there's a lot of water.
这个象呢，你知道一天它要喝多少水啊
？Do you know how much they drink a day?
好多 gallon 的哈，好多的这个多的水，大概得50个 gallon 的水。
About 50 gallons of water they drink a day.
他们要用好多的哈。
So drink a lot.
所以当这个旱季的时候，他们就非常辛苦。
So during the drought, they are working very hard.
It's not dry, drought. It's a dry season.
A dry season, okay.
对，如果这个到了这个干旱发生的时候，情况就会更糟糕。
So during the drought, the situation will be much worse.
这个所有他们在地方的水全部干掉。
And all the water are gone.
所以他们必须要找一个水源。
They have to find the source of water.
如果找不到水源的话，所有的动物都会死。
And without the water, they all die.
这个时候，找水源的责任在谁身上
？And who is the one has to find the water source?
The alpha female.
The alpha female elephant.
这个母象。
And this
带头的母象。
The female elephant.
她要带着整个象群一起走。
And she have to lead the whole herd and to find water.
他呢是大概20多年前去过那个地方
，and maybe 20 years ago, this alpha female has gone to the place.
所以他知道这个怎么样去
，and she knows how to go there.
他的记忆力很好，大象很聪明哈
，and she has a good memory.
20年前的事还记得哈
，and still remember 20 years ago.
但是非常远
，and it's very very far.
他要到这个 Chobi River 的话，这条河的话，大概要走。200公里
and it will probably take about 200 miles to go through that river.
所以这个大象都计划好了，它每天走40公里
And so the elephant actually plan walks about 40 miles a day.
一共走5天
and it will take 5 days.
这5天当中没有吃的，大概也没有喝的。
And so those 5 days, there are no food nor water.
不能保证你路上会遇得到。
And so no guarantee that they can find it.
但是不管是大象小象都要这么一起走。
And it doesn't matter, the grown elephant or baby elephant, they all have to walk together.
所以象群正这样跟他走啊。
And so the herd of elephant will follow the...
那小象真的很辛苦也得跟着走。
And those baby elephants have to work very hard.
他们不能停下来。
They cannot stop.
因为他知道停下来就是死。
And they know if they stop, they will die.
我们是否如果想想这个象群里面有好多人说你这个母象，我不能跟你走，你这个太残酷了。这么走，
and,
走5天，每天走这么久，没吃的没喝的，我不走。
And so if some elephant complains that it's too hard to do this, so I have to walk 5 days, I'm not going to follow you.
如果那小象躺在地下又哭又闹的说啊，我饿了，我渴了，这样我也不走。
So if the baby elephant start to have a temper tantrum, then just laying on the ground, say I'm not going to follow either.
你知道那结果是什么
？Do you know the consequence?
就是死亡。
And it's a death.
所以，但是你就发现象群，他知道这样会发生什么，他们纪律非常好，就是跟着母象这样往前走。
And so the herd elephant, they know what they need to do is that very organized, just follow the alpha female.
直到他们从老远，他这个象从很远几公里以外，他就可以闻到这个水的味道哈。
And so until they can smell the water from few miles away.
哇，你就看到他们非常开心，知道有水了哈。
And they get very excited. They know the water. They go very close to the water.
就可以带领他们到水源的地方。
So they can the alpha female can lead them to the source of water.
所以弟兄姐妹，从这个例子我们也看到，所以像教会也是一样，教会必须有这样属灵的领袖来带领。
And this is similar to this example that church has to have a spiritual leader to lead.
那么，这样，这个，而且这个属灵的灵应该知道怎么样去带领 啊，应该是如何去带领这个教会。
And the spiritual leader need to know how to lead.
这个教会才有发展跟兴旺的可能。
And so there's a possibility the church can grow.
所以教会应该设立属灵的领袖。
And so church need to establish spiritual leaders.
教会不但应该设立，而且应该培养属灵的领袖。
And beside that, to establish a leader, also need to mentor new leaders.
所以我们看这个词啊，属灵领袖啊。
And we look at the words spiritual leaders.
这个词分两部分。
And that divided to two parts.
第一部分这是属灵的。
And the first part is spiritual.
第二部分要领袖。
And second part is leaders.
这是大概说，这个做属灵领袖需要两个最基本的条件。
And so there's in the necessary to require two things. Two things.
来，就是属灵的，就是说这个要有信仰的根基。
So they have to have they have to be spiritual, so they have a good foundation in faith.
那么领袖呢，他必须有带领的恩赐。
And so the leaders mean they have to have gifts of leading.
那么只有恩赐，没有信仰的根基是不行的。
And only with the gifts without a good foundation of faith is not good enough.
因为他不知道把教会带到哪里去。
And we have no idea where they're going to lead the church.
那么只有根基，没有恩赐也是不行的。
And if there's only foundation without the gifts, it's not good enough.
因为他没有办法带领这个教会。
So they cannot lead the church.
如果两个都没有的话
，if without either one,
那是更不行的哈。
And that's even worse.
所以呢，圣灵是来分配恩赐给不同的信徒。
We know the Holy Spirit distributes the gifts to believers.
那么其中也有这种领导的恩赐。
And so there's a gift of administration.
就像我们的教会虽然很小，我相信神也给我们当中有预备有属灵这种带领的恩赐的人。
And so even though our church is very, very small, and we know our church have the gifts, certain people have the gifts of leadership.
希望我们的弟兄姐妹都努力在这种知识、信心和能力上又有追求。
And so all the believers should really value such a gift and pursue progress in the knowledge, faith, and ability.
有这种愿望来承担为神的家来做事的。
And we'd like to that to bear those responsibility to work and to serve God.
我们愿意为神的家来分担。
And we'd like to carry the load for the God's home.
所以我就希望我们不但是现在，我们也是将来教会能出现更多的属灵的领袖。
And so beside now, we were hoping that we'll be more spiritual leader in the future.
那么他愿意为教会来带领。
And willing to lead the church.
那不但在教会里面服侍
，and beside the to work in the church，
我希望我们教会将来可以中间有神学生出现，有宣教士出现
，and hopefully we will people willing go to seminary school or become a missionary。
Yeah， 所以这就是我们教会要在培养属灵的领袖上要下功夫。
And this is something we will have to work hard to mentor new leaders。
那么属灵的领袖怎么样去带领教会呢
？So how do spiritual leader to lead the church？
那接下来彼得警戒长老哈
，and so the Peter remind those elders.
所以他首先提醒长老应该有的服侍的态度是什么
？And first of what kind of attitude do they need to have to serve？
所以彼得用了三个不是与乃是来勾画出这个领导啊，领袖应该怎么样带领教会
？So Peter used the three not and ours to outline the nature of the shepherding flocks.
所以他不是迫不得已的，不是勉强的
，and is not reluctant，
不是因为教会没有人做被生拉硬拽上来的哈。
And so it's not because nobody want to do it, so this person's being asked to do it.
那么第二个，他也不是说因为他有很多的事情，他很忙的疲于奔命的这种的。
And so it's not that this person is tired of running around.
第三个呢？他这样的侍奉的态度应该是怎么样呢？侍奉的态度应该是一心是在教会里面哈。
And the heart is that really committed to the church，
而不是在这里做一点，在那里做一点的。
Not just doing here and doing that, somewhere else。
那么这个是很重要哈。
And this is extremely important，
因为他的心是在教会里面。
And the heart is in the church。
那么。第二方面则讲到这个侍奉的动机。
And the second part talk about the motivation.
所以彼得提醒长老们注意自己侍奉的动机。
And so Peter reminded the elders what is the motivation of serving.
说 这也不是因为贪财，乃是出于什么？出于乐意。
And it's not you greeting for the money, but you are willing, just you're willing to serve.
所以你为什么要出来去服侍的话，不是因为贪财的缘故。
And why do you want to serve? It's not because you greed for the money.
其实这个还是，有这种事情会发生哈。
And those kind of things does happen.
那么，因为在美国的话，就是有关基督教这一块的，就是可以每年的这个收入啊，就是因为出版呐、啊、电视节目啊、各种各样的收入，大概非常高、非常可观的。
And so in the Christian world, that there's a lot of money involved with the publication and
像这个电影啊、
节目
啊、音乐啊各方面。
Yeah.
就是这是非常高的收入。
There's a lot of income for those things.
Yeah, 那个在电视里面常常讲到的那些人啊，那些牧师哈。
And also like a TV evangelism.
那他们的收入都非常非常高的。
They have very very high income.
那么其中像那个 Jim Baker, Jim Swigger, 你们都以前听说过。
And so you probably also heard Jim Baker and Jim Swigger.
后来他们都有一些丑闻出来。
And so there was some corruption.
所以这是有可能是这样的事情会发生，这个动机会发生的。
And those kind of things that can happen because it was a wrong motive.
不过在华人教会可能这种就比较少一点。
And so in the Chinese church, relative that have a smaller chance happen those kind of things.
因为我们大概都不太注重版权哈。
And so we don't usually to worry about the piracy.
你就是写了一本书出来，很快就有盗版的出来了。
And so if you write a book, and then sooner or later there's a piracy.
你赚不了什么钱，有人就把你的书贴在网上了。
And so if you don't make a lot of money because the book you publish and people put it online.
但是也是有其他的方面需要提醒我们注意的，比如我们是不是为了追求利益、荣誉。或者其他方面的东西。
And so there's other thing maybe that do we have we're looking for the fame or reputation.
所以彼得这里就提醒我们，你要注意你的动机是什么。
And you have to pay attention what is your motivation.
那第三个这是讲到侍奉的方式。
So the third is the way of serving.
这是第三个不是乃是。
And so this is the third not and yes.
在第三节说不是辖制。
And so it's not that try to limit you.
乃是做榜样
，and to set an example.
所以彼得的教导可以说跟当时的社会啊是完全脱节的哈。
And so the Peter's teaching is totally opposite what was teaching at that time.
因为当时罗马帝国的社会是等级非常的森严嘛。
And so the Roman has such a hierarchy.
你想在两千年前的那个时代，那个时候讲到说你不。不是侠制，当然是侠制了。如果我地位高一点，就是侠制。
And so if you're in a high position, you definitely have authority to dominate.
你听我的也得听我，你不听我的也得听我的，对不对
？It doesn't matter. You have to listen to me.
但是彼得就说 ，No, 这个不是我们管理教会的方式。
And the Peter say, No, this is not how we shepherd the church.
想想啊，这是两千年的那个时代，彼得这样说的。
And think about that, this happened 2,000 years ago.
那对我们现今的社会更是如此了。
And so even more nowadays.
所以呢，在教会里面呢，是领袖应该为弟兄姐妹来树立榜样。
So the spiritual leader shows example for the congregation.
那么而且领袖必须有属灵的智慧。
And they have to have a spiritual wisdom.
所以可以来效，可以在带领这个教会，他知道这个教会往哪里走。
They can lead the church and knowing where the church needs to go.
我想在华人教会当中也是一样哈。
And so same thing as a Chinese Christian church.
那么我们属灵的领袖的话在教会里就有做一个带领的表率。
And so the spiritual leader have to set a great example for others.
我想北美的教会一个很大的挑战就是说我们怎么样能充分发挥教会里面信徒的这个信徒参与的作用。
And so one of the things is how we can maximize that the believers are willing to participate in serving.
那么你知道有些在我们福音派教会有些教派发展的非常迅速的。
And some of the evangelism group that they grow very fast.
那么这些教派之所以发展迅速的一个原因呢，就是他们能够充分的动员 弟兄姐妹一般的信徒能够参与的责任。
And one of the reasons is they are able to mobilize the whole church and to involve a serving.
甚至是一个普普通通在社会上的人，啊，教会，到了教会，他们就可以训练他，他们就可以很快的可以成为带头的人。
And so even the ordinary people, so they will spend time to train them and disciple them, so those people can start to be a leaders.
所以这些也是我们教会现在目前在做的事情哈。
And so this is something our church try to do.
你看我们在这个疫情之间，我们成立的小组。
And so during the pandemic, we developed start quite a few small groups.
而且都是在网上聚会。
And we are meeting online.
但是小组的功能就是每一个小组长尽心竭力的带领小组。
So the small group is that leader of the small group try to lead all those people.
那我们看到说，就会让我们教会有这个机会会接触到更多的人。
And so the church will have opportunity to really to meet more people.
那么大家可能会想 ，OK， 陈牧师，你讲了这么半天，大概你都是讲属灵的领袖哈。
And so the Pastor Chen, you've been just talking about spiritual leaders.
你说大概我都不算那个领袖，
so,
你讲的今天的东西跟我大概没有什么关系。
So I'm not a spiritual leader, so it had nothing to do with me.
哦，下面我想就是彼得开始讲的，就是跟我们大家都有关系的哈。
And so then later, Peter talk about is all have to do with us.
那在第五节，他就讲到说，你们年幼的也要顺服年长的。
And talk about the youth need to submissive to the elders.
就是你们众人也都要以谦卑束腰，彼此顺服。
So the all of you that need to use to be humility.
那么对于会众的这里的嘱咐就是什么呢？我们要容待我们属灵的领袖。
And so for the all of us that we need to support our spiritual leaders.
所以教会坚固的话，不但有属灵领袖的带领。
And beside the solid church, beside to have a good spiritual leader leading.
会众的同心也是非常重要的。
And the congregation is in unity.
所以如果这个会众不能同心跟随领袖的话，照样教会不能够往前走。
So if the congregation is not in unity, then they cannot follow the leaders.
所以彼得这里讲到年轻人。
And here talk about young people.
我想这里不光是指年纪上轻的人。
And not only talk about the people are in the very young age.
而是只是说一般的会众在教会里面的。
And just talk about regular people in church.
你们应该顺服这个教会长老的治理跟带领。
You need to submissive to the elders, leading.
那么彼得这里连续用了三个命令句哈。
And so they use three commands here.
第五节和第六节。
And verse 5 and 6.
第五节第一个是以谦卑束腰。
And the first one is talk about use the submissive to one another, be clothed with humility.
第二个是彼此顺服。
And to submit to each other.
第三个在第六节，你们要自卑。
And so, therefore, humble yourself.
三个命令讲的是一个事情。
And three things are talking about one thing.
讲的什么
？What?
谦卑。
Humility.
谦卑跟顺服。
And humble and submit.
这两个是连在一起的。
And those are two together.
没有谦卑就没有真正的顺服。
And without the humility, there will be no submission.
所以顺服是外表的现象。
And submission is outwardly sign.
我们顺服是因为有神的权柄。
And the reason we're willing to submit because there's authority of God.
但是谦卑的话，让我们是我们内心的一个品格。
And humility is inward character.
彼得这里引用了箴言第三章第34节，讲到说神阻挡骄傲的人，赐恩给谦卑的人。
And so the proverb talk about God is opposed to the pride.
所以这是一个很重要的一个提醒。
And this is extremely important reminder.
如果神来阻挡我们的话
，If God is opposed us,
那么对我们是极大的不利了。
That will be a great loss.
所以教会坚固的另外一个层面呢，乃是会众的彼此的谦卑。
Then so the another aspect of our church strength is the humility of the congregation.
这个谦顺服呢，不是顺服在人的手下，乃是服在上帝的权柄之下。
It's not under man, but it's under God.
那么谦卑跟卑贱这个两个词啊， 是和不是一个同一个概念。
Humility is not the same concept as lowly.
所以我们常常以为谦卑就跟卑贱是连在一起。
So very often we connect those two together, humility and lowly.
其实这两个是完全不一样的概
念。They are totally different concept.
谦卑是指我们在上帝面前，那么在人面前，我们把自己的位置放得对。
Humility basically means that putting ourselves in the right place before God.
那么这是上帝很看重这种品格。
God really pleases that.
所以谦卑呢，意思就不是说我的意见是最好。
And the humility means that not necessarily my opinion is the best.
或者是我的这个观点是最正确。
My idea are the most accurate.
而是说我们愿意能够在神面前，在教会的领袖带领的时候，我们有一个谦卑的态度。
And rather is that we have the humility attitude when we work together.
那这个时代流行什么呢
？And so what is this generation? What's popular in this generation?
我们知道彼得讲这个话是在2000年前的时候。
We know Peter talked about this in 2000 years ago.
那个时候有很多的集权呐、啊，很多的等级的时候。
And there's a dictatorship and a hierarchy.
我说彼得非常超前，对不对
？And we know the Peter's was extremely advanced.
那么现在我们进入21世纪是完全不一样的时代。
And so 21st century is totally different.
这个时代呀、啊，流行什么
？This generation, why is popular?
没有权威。
With no authority.
哎，这个权威的不再盛行的哈。
And so the authority no longer prevails.
不但政府的权威丧失哈。
And also the government authority has lost.
那个领袖的光环也不在。
The halo of leadership is also lost.
那个父母你知道也没有以前的那个威严，是不是
？The authority of the parents are lost.
这是这个时代的特点。
And this is the characteristic of this generation.
那么其实这个时代的话，这个对我们领袖和会众之间的要求也是一样，这个时代改变了。
And so this generation has already changed.
所以领袖没有办法以那种权威式的说，我说什么你就做什么，就可以带领别人。
So the leader cannot use authority to say I say whatever and you need to follow.
所以正像这个彼得说的以这个榜样式来带领。
And so it is here it says you need to lead by your example.
你知道在这个新加坡的话，以前他的一个总理带领的总理叫李光耀，是不是
？And so you know Singapore has the president 李光耀。
那么他就是一种那个时代在24世纪大战之后就非常流行，非常这种强权的强势的领导人出现。
And so the after the Second World War II, that's a very strong leader.
但是在新加坡现在的年轻人的话，这对他没有什么太正面很多的评价。
But nowadays the young people is not very positive, does not have a positive image of 李光耀。
因为现在的人不太喜欢那样的领袖去带领。
So they don't like the authoritative leadership.
所以教会的话呢，是需要有领袖的带领。
And church need to be led by leaders.
但是不是教会实行那种专制性的统治啊
？And we are not talking about the dictatorship.
那教会呢，需要会众来跟随这个属灵的领袖。
And we need to have a congregation to follow spiritual leaders.
但不是说明说教会就是一个民主式的一个体制。
But it's not necessarily democracy either.
那教会是什么体制
？So what system is it?
教会是神主。
It's the law of God.
It's theocracy.
Theocracy.
专门有一个词的。
And there's a
special
term for that.
Yeah. 所以教会是神主。
And theocracy?
Theocracy.
T-H-E-O. Okay, sorry.
C-R-A-C-Y.
Theocracy.
Theocracy.
Yeah.
这个是神主，教会是神主。
And that is the talk about what belongs to God.
所以撒旦的诡计啊，常常是利用各种的名目啊，来削弱这个属灵的权威。
So Satan's trick is to use all different kind of way to undermine spiritual authority.
所以这样的话，教会呢就会乱象重生。
And so the church will become chaotic.
那么这个时候呢，就会他就会趁机做很多破坏的事情。
And the Satan will do a lot of destroy.
所以教会中如果有属灵的领袖来带领
And if church has a good spiritual leaders,
那他们是敬畏神的。
And they are fear of God.
然后弟兄姐妹又同心。
And if the congregation in unity.
所以不论外部的环境是怎么样的变化，这样的教会都是最坚固的。
So no matter outside the external circumstances, the church is still pretty solid.
所以教会坚固与否跟外部的环境没有太大关系。
And so whether the church is solid has nothing to do with external environment.
而是教会的内部说是不是真的有这样属灵的权柄。
And whether the church has a good, solid spiritual leadership.
所以领袖的表率，会众的同心。
And so the example of spiritual leaders and the unity of a congregation.
这个是教会坚固的前提条件。
And that is the most important criteria for a solid church.
从前有一个牧师的话哈。
And there's one pastor.
他的名字叫 Charles Swindoll.
And his name is Charles Swindoll.
他是一个很著名的，在美国很著名的一个牧师。
Very famous pastor.
那他有一次就遇到一个教会里面，他是做牧师带领他的教会都很大。
And his church was very, very big.
所以呢他有一次呢他的这个同工啊有很严重的分歧。
And so his cohort has a very severe division.
有一批人说要这样做，有另一批人要说那样做。
And one group will say want to do this, the other group wants to do something opposite.
最后这个事情到了一个程度说他要他来表态哈。
And so then, in the end, they want him to take side.
他说呢如果他要同意这些人的这个意见的话
，If Charles Swindoll is going to agree with one group，
那么另外一个批的人就会不高兴
，And the other group will be very upset。
如果他要同意另外一批人的意见的话
，If he agree with the other group，
另外一批人肯定不高兴
，And this group will be very upset。
你说这牧师该怎么办
？So what does this pastor should do？
怎么办？
What he should do.
他说那我就去祷告。
He said, let me pray.
所以他就说我去祷告哈。
So he said, I'm going to pray.
他真的去祷告，开车去祷告。
So he prayed.
他要专门找一个时间安静安静，他说我要好好想想。
And he said, I really have to think about it. I need some quiet time.
所以啊，他开车就一开车就开始祷告，我们开车就想哈。
And so he started driving his car and started praying and thinking.
还没有到那个地方哈
，and before he reached his destiny，
他就觉得说，他不应该考虑说这个会谁高兴谁不高兴的这个事情。
So then he realized that it's not who he need to please。
他觉得他首先应该考虑的是 what is right, what is wrong，
and the most important thing why is right and why is wrong。
那么他现在作为牧师，他现在应该做的对的事情是什么
？And so why is the right thing for him as a pastor？
所以他知道，他说去祷告，只不过找个借口而已了。
And so that was just find an excuse for him to pray.
他说不对，他说他要回去，他应该因为他知道什么是对的事情应该做。
So he knew what is right from wrong.
所以他马上他开车就回去了。
So he returned.
所以他知道怎么样去处理这个事情。
How to deal with a division.
这就是从神而来的智慧。
And this is the wisdom from God.
所以弟兄姐妹，我们看到我们。教会建立已经有很多年了。
Our church has been established for many years.
我们也经历了很多的风风雨雨。
We have gone through a lot of wind and rain.
但是靠着主的恩典，我们还可以继续在这里传扬福音。
And through God's grace that we can continue to share the gospel with others.
所以彼得的时代呢，我想基督教的人数跟教会的影响力，他在写这个书信的时候，其实都没有办法跟我们现在相比。
So the Christianity of Peter's time, in terms of number of influence, could not be compared with the present Christian church.
但是他预备这些个信徒，这个小小的一群信徒，当他们受到逼迫的时候，他希望他们可以坚持下去。
But he's prepared the small group of people, so when they are suffering any storm, then they can withhold.
历史也证明，虽然当初起初教会是少少的一些人。
And so history has proved that even though there was a small number when the churches started,
但是得益于神的恩典和这些有效的管理方式。
And so it's coming from the very effective shepherding of the church.
教会得以坚固。
So the church was solid.
所以我想彼得的教导对于我们今天我们的教会，甚至是我们本身的这个中岸华人教会，同样 是可以说是非常实用的。
And so the Peter's teaching continued to be very practical even nowadays.
所以我想了，最后我怎么结束呢？我送给大家一副对联。
So how am I going to conclude? I'm going to give you a couplet.
这个对联呢，就是这个左边这条对联是说，领袖效法基督带领。
And so on the one on the left is the leaders imitate Christ's leadership.
再念一遍，刚才念的不太对哈。你看这个中文现在退步了哈。领袖效法基督带领。
And so the leaders follow the Christ's leading.
这翻出来就没味道了哈。会众敬畏上帝顺服。
And congregation fear God and obey.
横批是什么？
And horizontally?
你们大家一起说。教会坚固。我的题目对不对？
A solid church.
我再说一遍哈，领袖效法基督带领。
And the church follow the Christ leading.
会众敬畏上帝顺服。
Congregation fear God and obey.
横批，教会坚固。
Then the church will be solid.
愿神祝福他的话语，愿神祝福我们的教会。
So God bless His words and continue to bless our church.
让我们一起低头祷告。
Let's pray together.
天父上帝，我们感谢你的恩典。
Dear Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your grace.
因为你是创始成终的神。
And you have been created and until the end.
主啊，我们感谢你，你亲自建立这个教会。
We thank you that you have established this church.
你也必会继续带领这个教会。
You will continue to lead this church.
我们恳求主，你在教会设立属灵的权柄。
We thank you for the established spiritual authority.
我们求主你保守我们会众有同一合一的心。
And continue to bless the congregation to have unity.
我们一起为主在中岸这个地方来做美好的见证。
We have a beautiful testimony in this Central Coast area.
谢谢你的恩典。
Thank you for your grace.
愿主你的话语成为我们的粮食。
And when your words that become our food,
成为每天随时的帮助
and can be the help at any time.
我们祈求祷告，奉靠耶稣基督名求。
We pray in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.